Good morning. It is Sunday, August the 18th, and this is Ask the Mayor. I'm Chris Duffy, joined as always by Mayor Patrick Taylor. And Mayor Taylor, there's a project that kind of got underway, or at least the idea for it got underway a few weeks ago. We've talked about it a couple times on this program, and that would be the holiday lighting of downtown, not limited just to Christmas lighting, but a more broad lighting scheme for Main Street through the festive season, I guess, kind of post-Thanksgiving into the winter. That was brought up by the Chamber of Commerce. Where does that stand?
You're right, Chris. They did a proposed lighting of Main Street at our July meeting, and we agreed to meet again to consult with Lamar Nex, our public works director, concerning the logistics of actually providing electricity for that project and so forth. So we did meet this week, representatives from the chamber and I and Lamar Nix and our town manager, and the decision has been to postpone that initiative. It won't be coming before the town board this year, and I believe they'll go back with their groups and committees and do a reevaluation of what they'd like to propose. A lot of people have been asking me, and I know that there have been letters to the editor in the newspapers concerning this issue, but it's really not going to be brought up again this year, so we won't have any additional lighting downtown for the holiday season unless something were to really change. That's been postponed and delayed.
Well, speaking of the Chamber of Commerce, following the retirement of Bob Kiltika from the Chamber, there is a new name with a new title at the Chamber of Commerce.
That's right. This past week, the Chamber announced that Kay McGann will be the new Director of Tourism, which will be basically replacing Bob's position with a new defined directorship. So I want to congratulate Kay. I've worked with Kay before on other projects, especially at the Bascom when she was the director at the Bascom Visual Arts Center. Look forward to working with her and the Chamber in the coming month. I see this as a real opportunity for the Chamber to kind of reevaluate their direction and some of the things that they're doing. So I think that it's going to be a very productive year for the Chamber.
And interesting, too, the emphasis on tourism over in Jackson County. They are making moves to separate their tourism authority from the Jackson County Commission. They have a separate entity. So obviously people are seeing that tourism is big business here in Macon and Jackson counties.
Yes, it is. And I know that there's some people in town, because I get the feedback saying, why do we want to attract more tourists here in Highlands? We're slammed and jammed during the summer season already. The Chamber's aware of that, too. I think that their emphasis is not trying to just bring more and more tourists here, but bring, you know, quality events that attract, yes, visitors and make visitors want to possibly stay here, invest in our community. So I think that there'll be a comprehensive review of some of the strategies and policies in the coming months. Especially the big issue is the room tax, the occupancy tax. That's a big revenue stream that has been used for promoting tourism. If you read in the newspaper, it's expanding, especially with the VRBO tax. And I see that as an opportunity to address some of the issues that have been expressed about how we manage and handle the tourism that we see, especially this time of year. I think the Chamber wants to have a more of a balance year-round, to where we're attracting more tourists when we're in the winter months, where there are not as many people here, and kind of balance things out. One offshoot of this meeting that we had with the representatives from the Chamber this past week was the fact that we need to maybe get together and communicate with one another. And by that, I mean maybe the board of directors for the Chamber could have a joint meeting with the Highlands Board of Commissioners, and we could just have a good conversation in review of the situation with the room occupancy tax, and you know how we need to all work together to meet the needs of this tourist industry that we have and depend on here in Highlands.
Well, as our communities grow both permanently and seasonally, I know there are some folks who are rather intent on improving the general quality of life in our communities, and one of those persons is your wife, Sally, and she's kind of spearheading this whole Blue Zone movement. There was a big meeting about it, I guess now a couple months ago. And what's the latest on that initiative?
Yes, and my wife, Sally, gave me the message and authorization to let everyone know that they're making progress on the Blue Zone initiative. Mm-hmm. We had a big meeting at the Performing Arts Center back in June, where we had the experts from Blue Zones come and outline their program and discuss the benefits of being a Blue Zone community, along with not only Highlands, but Cashers, Franklin, South Jackson County, and Macon County. So their committee that Sally heads has been processing the information. They've been in contact with the Blue Zone experts at the national level, and there's progress being made toward that initiative. She'll keep us all posted on where they are in this process. But some people have wondered, well, have we just forgotten about it? And the answer is no. It's a rather extensive process that will take several months to actually review and implement. And they're working on the project throughout this summer.
Well, your board meeting was delayed by a week. It is coming up this Thursday, but I understand that has given town staff a little more time to prepare some things, and they will be presenting some information and some ideas on what has become kind of the hot topic this summer, and that would be trash and waste management here in Highlands.
That's right, and that delay of a week did give our staff and some of our board committees times to meet. Our Public Works Committee met with the staff this past week to review policies concerning how we will transform the way we collect household garbage and commercial garbage, and also how we address this BearWise initiative, which is directly connected with the way we collect our trash. That committee will be making a report to the Board of Commissioners, the full board, at our meeting on Thursday night. I can't tell you exactly what will take place and when the commission will vote on changing policies, but I can give you kind of a general overview of where we're headed. As I've said recently, we're moving away from the old way we collected household garbage, where people just had trash cans placed out and our workers were lifting them and dumping the garbage into the trucks. We're moving toward a mandatory toter system, which will have a lift bar. And I anticipate a recommendation that we, you know, convert all of our trash collection to using a toter system. And one of the things I want to emphasize is this won't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. You will not see us passing an ordinance and saying, okay, next week you must do this or you don't get your trash picked up. It will be a phased-in process to where people will have a chance to convert over to the new system. So while there will be changes, it's going to be over time and not immediate. And I just wanted to give everybody a heads up. I'm already getting a lot of people asking me, what about these toters? And I've been really gratified to see a lot of people now buying and purchasing the bear resistant toters. Mm-hmm. And finding out, well, that's a good system, because when I put my garbage out, the bears can't get into the garbage on the side of the road. The toters we're talking about would probably be no larger than 95 gallons, but they could go all the way down to like a 34-gallon toter. Hmm. And the only requirement is that they would have to have a lift bar on them. And you can look and see if a toter that you're about to buy has that bar system. Excuse me. I've already met with our sanitation workers and actually gone up to their trucks and looked at their lift system. And they assure me, as long as there is a bar, then their mechanism can grab that toter, mm-hmm, and empty it into the truck. So we'll be getting out a lot of information about, you know, the requirements and everything once the final decision has been made by the town board.
Well, we'll have to wait for our next episode to get that final decision from the town board, but that will end this episode of Ask the Mayor. I thank Mayor Taylor for joining us this morning, and we both wish you a pleasant Sunday.